This is Learning with Rajiv, the soft skills expert who has been helping people perform, excel, and move to the next level. Podcasts to learn and grow on the go. Find them only at www.listentorajiv.com.
Hi, this is Rajiv Kumar Love, and this is show number 007. My topic for this podcast is 5 beliefs trainers need to change. A lot has changed since I started training about 24 years back. You know, back then I had to rely only on 2 things, my lecture and the blackboard. New technology has changed the rules of the game completely. And with the coming of internet and social media, trainers need to change some of their old beliefs. It is really absurd that we keep changing beliefs and mindsets of hundreds and thousands of people, but we don't change our own beliefs. We train people on how to move their life to the next level, but we are still at a level where we were years back. You know, I would listen to a Brian Tracy audio program and wonder, when would people listen to my audio program, play my audio in their car, listen to my voice when they are at the gym or when they go for a walk? And today, technology has put that power in my hands. But to take advantage of that power, I had to change some of my beliefs about learning, upgrading, and reinventing myself. The very fact that you are listening to this podcast is a proof that I not only changed my beliefs, but I did something about them as well. In this podcast, I want to share 5 beliefs trainers need to change. Belief number 1, I need to keep bragging. You know, there is this trainer who keeps bragging about 500 video testimonials of participants he has on his YouTube channel. Another trainer screams on LinkedIn, I'll be doing my 290th seminar. Trust me, I have nothing against their bragging, but in what way does bragging add value to others? I would appreciate if they shared some content that helps people in some way to solve the problems they have. Imagine that you are out on your first date and you take her to a nice restaurant, settle down in a quiet corner. And for the next 1 hour, all you do is brag about yourself. What a wonderful guy you are, and how lucky she is to find you. It is all about you, you, you. Now here's my question. What are the chances that she would want to come out with you on another date? Or would want to spend the rest of her life with a guy like you? I'm sure you got my point. People are not interested in how great you are, but what they are really interested in is how you can add value or make a difference in their lives and in their businesses. Then we have trainers who brag about the certifications they have. Anthony Robbins, he had no certifications or formal education that allowed him to do what he does. But he used to say that he has a PhD in results. So change your belief. Change your belief from I need to keep bragging to I need to provide greater value, more free content, get results, and solve problems. Belief number 2. I'm scared of other trainers. They will steal my ideas. Earlier in my career as a trainer, I was once invited by a director of an institute who wanted me to conduct a 12-session program on personality development for his students. I developed the entire content, the transparencies, the handouts, the worksheets. I also successfully conducted a few batches of 45 to 50 students, and we were doing fine. Then one day, the director called me in his office to tell me that the program was not doing well and that it had to be discontinued because of poor response. I believed him and I left. A few months later, I received a call from a past student who wanted to know why I had stopped conducting the program at the institute. I told him that the institute had discontinued the program due to poor response. I was shocked to hear from him that the program was not stopped and that the director himself was conducting it using all the content I had developed. Now, 20 years have passed and I still continue to train, but that director nor his institute is anywhere around. We help people overcome their fears, but we are fearful of our own kind. In fact, trainers are the most fearful lot. I was once attending a training conducted by another trainer. During the course of the day, this trainer gave us handouts, allowed us to read them, and then took them back. Can you believe it? The trainer didn't want other trainers to copy the handouts. What made him do this? Fear made him do this. I too had this fear that others will steal my ideas. But now I don't fear because I am a creator. Even if someone did steal all of my training ideas and content, I'm confident that I can create new information tomorrow. Going back to the director who took my content, now because he didn't create it himself, he didn't upgrade it. So over time, it became stale and lost its value and novelty. Trainers are students and creators. So change your belief from I am scared of other trainers to I am a creator, I have no fear. Belief number 3. I will not help upcoming trainers. I distinctly remember the year was 1989 and I had decided that I want to become a freelance trainer in personal development. But I had no clue how to go about it, whom to ask, whose help to take. One day I shared this dream of mine with a friend whom I had already known for the past 7 years but never mentioned it to him. When I told him about my dream, he said that his cousin was a trainer in personal development and he was doing it for the past 3 years and was doing some good work. My friend said he would take me to meet him. Boy, I was excited to meet this person and my mind was exploding with all the possible questions I wanted to ask him. Then we met. It was a very disappointing meeting. The body language of this person was screaming loudly, "Get lost, I'm not going to help you." All he did was to show me the pitfalls of becoming a trainer. Or in other words, he actually tried to kill my dream. And I said to myself, "I'm not going to let you kill my dream." And I walked out. This person is still doing a lot of corporate training, but I have no respect for such a trainer. I feel we should be seeing training not as something that we do individually, but as a community and as an industry. We need to share our best practices as other industries do. If we don't start sharing what we know openly, how will we, as a collective group of trainers, take the training industry to the next level? We need to build bonds, set new standards, help new generations to succeed. You know, we teach leadership succession, but we don't practice it ourselves. If one trainer delivers inferior stuff, it will adversely affect other trainers who deliver value. So we need to take care that we don't do anything that can spoil the name of the industry. If we help other upcoming trainers to do better, it will help all of us do better, and the better our community will be perceived. It is a win-win. So change your belief from "I will not help upcoming trainers" to "helping upcoming trainers is good for our community." Belief number 4. I don't need to innovate. Some trainers haven't changed in the past 20 years. They are just repeating what they did back then, using the same stories, activities, slides, and marketing strategies. When I started, all I had was a blackboard. Then came the OHP, computers, PowerPoint, Internet, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube. I had to constantly unlearn, learn, and relearn. When Internet newly arrived, I would spend a lot of time and money in cyber cafes, playing around with the new medium. My other trainer friends made fun of me and even named me Internet, and would lose no opportunity to tease me. Today, those trainers feel like Rip Van Winkle. I very strongly feel that the time and money I spent on the Internet has helped me create new ideas, create new value, and develop cutting-edge information which is relevant and of value to people. So change your belief from "I don't need to innovate" to "I need to constantly reinvent myself." Belief number 5. I don't need a web presence. My son is passionate about teaching online. He has created an online course which has over 850 students from all over the world. I find this really amazing. He is communicating with subject matter experts from around the globe. Imagine making a difference in the lives of people whom you have never met in your life. Today, if you don't have a web presence, you don't exist. Some trainers use the web only to spam people and organizations about the training services they have to offer or about their forthcoming training programs. Again, I have nothing against this, but I feel that providing free content of value that helps people solve problems builds your web presence, your credibility, and establishes you as an expert. I'm amazed by the amount of free content trainers abroad share with the people. The content has so much value, and the people feel, if this trainer can give so much value free, how much more value would he give in his products and trainings? I'm doing my part towards this end. I have realized the importance of giving free content. So I do it through my YouTube videos, my blog, my website, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, Flickr, and now these podcasts. Nobody is paying me to do this. I spend my time and money, and I'm confident that it will give me great returns. I don't know whether you have noticed it or not. In the newspaper, the Times of India, Mumbai edition, you come across a box which gives you some tips on public speaking. It is actually an advertisement for a course on public speaking. It's a good example of giving value rather than bragging how great the course is. With a strong web presence, the world is your market. You don't need to restrict your services to your locality, your city, or your country. The internet is going to be a critical factor in the coming 2014 elections. I hope I have made my point. So change your belief from "I don't need a web presence" to "I need a web presence to sell my services to the world." So there you have it. 5 beliefs trainers need to change. Let me recap them for you. Number 1, I need to keep bragging. Change it to, I need to provide greater value, more free content, get results, and solve problems. Number 2, I'm scared other trainers will steal my ideas. Change it to, I am a creator, I have no fear. Number 3, I will not help upcoming trainers. Change it to, helping upcoming trainers is good for our community and industry. Number 4, I don't need to innovate. Change it to, I need to constantly reinvent myself. Number 5, I don't need a web presence. Change it to, I need a web presence to sell my services to the world. Plus, here are some actions you can take. Share your best practices with other trainers, especially upcoming trainers. Give people implementable ideas that help them to get results. Move from sales communication to value communication. Constantly reinvent yourself by being a student and a creator. Build a strong web presence by giving free, valuable content. So if you like this podcast, please click the like button, and if you feel it could be useful to others, please share it with your dear and near ones. Please leave a comment and let me know what are some of your challenges. What podcasts can I create for you in my forthcoming episodes? Before I sign off, I would like to make an announcement. If you have a powerful message which you would like to share with the world, I invite you to join me in my forthcoming episodes. You can call me on 98202-47255 or mail me at rajivkumarlove@gmail.com. I will be back with yet another episode of my show, Listen to Rajiv. In the meantime, start practicing what you have learned in this podcast. Until then, be happy and keep smiling. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. Get more episodes at www.listentorajiv.com. Your comments and suggestions are most welcome. To learn how Rajiv can help organizations improve their people, performance, and profits, check out our website at www.rajivkumarlove.com. Take care.